Life is funny. Behind some beautiful smiles, there is untold and unheard stories of pain. On February 9, 2004, a college student drove her car into a snowbank on the side of the road. By the time police had arrived on the scene, she was gone and she was never seen again. This is the disappearance of Maura Mori.
Was a UMass student when she vanished now after 10 days.
Well, this coming Sunday will mark 10 years from anyone 14 or
she disappeared 15 years ago. The disappearance of Maura Mori remains a mystery.
So from the outside, Maura seemed to have it all going on for her. She was a nursing student at University of Massachusetts, and it was there that she was on track team, the cross country team, and even she made the dean's list. Also, she had a long-term boyfriend with whom she planned to marry. Couple all this with the fact that she was surrounded by a solid group of friends and a family that clearly loved her. Her life appeared to be that a lot of people would love to have: good grades, good relationship, good friends, and a good family. She seemed to have it all going for her. But as is always the case, there's more to a person than what meets the eye. And in Maura's case, this was especially true. Now, I hate to bring up old dirt on her. It feels inappropriate because I don't want to paint her to be something she might not be in the scenario, because she obviously wasn't. But all this information you're about to hear is relevant to figuring out what actually happened to Maura. So for that case. So before Maura's enrollment at UMass, she was actually a student at West Point, a prominent military school. And it was there that she actually met her boyfriend, and it also was there that she was expelled. Maura had gotten caught stealing $5 worth makeup. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but that was enough to get her kicked out of that school. But this situation exposed two sides of her that no one knew and no one understood. A side of her that neglected laws and would eventually wind up getting her into a lot more trouble. Maura's next run-in with law came when she was busted for credit card fraud. She was caught using stolen credit card, but throughout this all it was strange because Maura's family and Maura's friends never really saw this dark side of her. They seemed her as a perfect pristine girl, which is gonna come into play later. Now, this credit card was not her last run with the law. Her last run-in with the law actually took place 2 days before her disappearance. On the 7th of February of 2004, Maura drove her car off the road and smashed it into a guardrail. And there are two key takeaways from the situation. First of which being the car actually belonged to her father. And it was said that this accident reportedly cost him between $8,000 to $10,000, which is a ton of money. And the second thing is that though she wasn't arrested, the officer allegedly believed that she may have been under influence. And when asked later about this, the officer apparently said that he could have or should have arrested her, but for whatever reason, he didn't. And it was this accident where things really started to take a turn for the worst for Maura. The day after accident, Maura emailed all her teachers and told them that she would not be attending school for the next week, with her reason being that there was a death in the family. And then she cleaned out her entire dorm room, packed her stuff in the car, and drove off into the night without telling anyone where she was going. Now, it was later revealed, thanks to her search history, that Maura was actually headed for New Hampshire, and more specifically, the White Mountain National Forest. Now, the fact that she had inexplicably taken off and headed towards the mountains may sound very sketchy, and in a lot of ways it is. But the truth is that Maura was someone who really enjoyed hiking, so maybe she just wanted a way for a little bit more hiking into the wilderness and be alone. But what makes it sketchy is that there hadn't actually been a death in her family. If she had lied about that, and also if she was going for a hike, why would she take her entire amount of belongings with her? I mean, it just makes no sense. Another situation only got stranger when Moore was caught on security camera depositing basically all the money she had from an ATM. From there, she had apparently gone into a liquor store and purchased $40 worth of alcohol. And it was just hours after that purchase that Maura again crashed her car. But this time, it was into a snowbank. Now, supposedly the crash had happened at about 7:25 p.m. and just minutes later, a neighbor who had witnessed the crash called it in to the police. Now, a second call was made to the police as well, but this one being at 7:43 p.m. and the call was placed by a bus driver, Butch, who had actually pulled up alongside Maura's vehicle, got out and asked her if she needed any help. But instead of asking the help or taking the help that is being offered, Maura asked for exact opposite. She begged the man not to call the police and begged the man just to leave her alone. However, the man ended up ignoring her plea and called the police as soon as he got home. The police arrived on the scene just 3 minutes after he placed this phone call. But when they got to the car, they realized that no one was in there. Maura was gone. Now, despite the countless searches of the woods nearby and hundreds of volunteers searching for Maura, she was never found. It seemed like Maura had disappeared off the face of the earth. And to this day, we have no explanation as to what happened. And because of this lack of explanation, there has been endless speculation which had led to a countless number of theories, and most of them are really dark. Our first theory is that Maura Mori had committed suicide. Now, I want you all to think about this girl as an extreme difficult nursing program being trained for that. She's juggling two jobs and a long distance relationship. She had also been expelled from military school and she had multiple run-in with the law. And at this point, she was still in legal hot water. Also, she had just crashed her dad's car and cost him 10 grand. And now, she had crashed her own. That is some serious stress. That the stress of being perfect is clearly imaginable. And she clearly wasn't a perfect person, but her parents seemed to think that she was, and her parents seemed to expect perfection out of her, which adds more stress onto her. Maybe she snapped. Maybe she decided that she's leaving school and going off to the woods to commit suicide. Or maybe she was just going off the woods to get away from everything and then crashed her car again. She decided to commit suicide. It was also reported that Maura's sleeping pills were missing from her car when police searched it. And you know what else was missing? Some of the alcohol she had brought. I mean, that combination could potentially be deadly and could be certainly used as a way of suicide. Now, also, while we are on the topic of alcohol, it was also said that there were multiple stains in the car that could have been wine stains, which could point to the fact that perhaps Maura was intoxicated at the time of crash, something that she allegedly had a history of. And this could explain why didn't the police one involved, and this could have led her to run out of her car into the woods. There are so many things that could have just made her snap that day, which is why I personally like this theory. I hope it's not true, but it just seems so unbelievable, and because of this, it's certainly become the most popular theories involving this case. But it does have its issues. For starters, police had arrived just minutes after Maura had been seen in her car. So how could she have disappeared into the woods so quickly without leaving a single trace? When police went looking for her, how could she have avoided them? And also, if she had committed suicide, how could they have never found her body? That area was probably searched so heavily that there's no way they would have missed a body. So because of that, yes, this theory is still possible and there's clearly a motive for it. At the same time, where could her body have gone? Because they had never found a body, I can't get on board fully with this theory. So as I mentioned at the beginning, Maura seemed to be in a very happy and healthy relationship. Well, even though it may have seemed that way, it turns out it may not have been so healthy after all. So apparently her relationship was a lot rockier than people thought, and this was the belief that confirmed by a draft in her emails that was supposedly going to send her boyfriend, which detailed some of the problems they were having in their relationship. Also, there were rumors out there that people believed Maura's boyfriend was abusive and controlling, and not only this, but the man attending at the UMass actually claimed that he was in relationship with Maura as well. So apparently she was in two different relationships. And this man also claimed that she was quite the flirt on the track team, and that she had actually slept with a number of different people while in this relationship. So I understand that a lot of this is probably speculative, and hopefully this wasn't the case, but if it was how it could have been, then her disappearance, about this, assuming all these claims are true, and then what would have happened if she could have gotten pregnant? What if she had secretly got pregnant with her boyfriend? And I mean, that would be a bad look for her, and then she would have to tell her boyfriend, who would obviously know it wasn't his kid because it was a long distance relationship. I mean, that would be a horrible thing to have to explain to him. And as mentioned before, there were claims that this long distance boyfriend was actually abusive and controlling. So who knows what he would have done to her after he found out. And not only this, but what if one of the random guys she supposedly slept with, what if they had got her pregnant, and then she had to explain to both her boyfriends that she had gotten pregnant from another man? I mean, what a terrible and stressful situation. And no matter who would have gotten her pregnant in this story, the baby would have been brought up in a horrible situation. There's probability that all sorts of custody issues, and because of her baby's father is either a secret boyfriend or abusive boyfriend or some random guy. So if anyone would have been in Maura's situation, the best thing you could do, well, maybe it could be disappear now. I saw this theory online at first. I really thought it could be a plausible theory. I mean, what a powerful motive for her to disappear off the face of earth and start a new life, with a motive to protect her child and to keep her child safe no matter what. Obviously, a mother will go to the ends of the earth to protect her child. But this theory came crashing down. That's because of one simple fact. A fact that if she had all really disappeared to start a new life for her unborn child, then the last thing she would be doing is buying alcohol and drinking it. I mean, everybody knows you're not supposed to drink when you're pregnant. She wanted to, unless she wanted to crudely abort it and end her life. Maybe the stress of this pregnancy could have caused her to commit suicide. But the theory that she had disappeared to protect her child is no longer one that can serve the purpose. So before we get into our last theory, I want to make this claim right here, right now. I want to talk about what I personally think happened and what I'm unsure of. To me, is that I believe that once Maura had crashed her car, she ran off into the woods. She was stressed. She was in a horrible situation. So I really believe that she just snapped. She got out of her car. She ran off. I mean, even half of the stuff that we have discussed about her was true, then anyone could have done the same thing. Her life was seemingly closing in on her, but it's after she leaves the car, which is where I really have no idea what happened. What could be our next theory? But our third theory is that Moore was abducted and most likely murdered. This would explain why she never was found and how she had disappeared from the area seemingly right after someone had just seen her and maybe some helpful driver had pulled up along her side. After the bus driver had offered help to her and comforted her, maybe he could have lured her into the car and then rest is the crime. But as mentioned earlier, the driver named Butch was an old and obese man, making him move in a very slow pace for the stature of such a man, who is also reportedly be seen by the neighbor having a conversation with a decent distance of 6 to 7 feet. And the driver's house was also reportedly searched for clues and evidence, but in a futile attempt. It's sensible to deny help from an unknown truck driver claiming to help. Also, if she had gotten out of her car and started running away, this theory would still make sense. She could still have been stopped by a car or by a hiker or by somebody who offered her some help, but in turn ended up kidnapping her. I mean, there are so many different scenarios where this could have happened. But if this really was the case, then where are all the suspects? Well, admittedly, at first, there weren't many. But after 8 years, now, this is where it gets creepy. The internet became so convinced that they had found her killer. And all thanks to this video. Okay, so what does this creepy video, or you can check it online or on my Instagram page with Crime with K. For now, let's address it as audio of an old man laughing have to do with her disappearance? Well, first it would be the name of this account, which by this account has long been deleted, but here was the initial name of this account. It was 112.bat. Now, Mora had disappeared off a route 112, and Mora's father had gone on record and calls whoever had abducted her or whoever had killed her was a dirtbag. So that alone is pretty weird, but there's much more. So the video ends with the title screen, Happy Anniversary. And interestingly enough, this video was posted on February 9th, 2012, exactly 8 years after Mora's disappearance, or in other words, the 8th anniversary of her disappearance. So couple this with the fact that he's laughing at the camera and winking at the camera, it seemed clear what this video could be outright. It seemed like it was the Morris's killer, kind of mocking everyone and laughing at everyone because he had gotten away with this crime. As for the fact, the username and the happy anniversary thing is just way too convenient, and that was 100% reference to this case clearly. Now, the identity of this person in this video was actually later discovered, and his real name is Alden Olson, and he lives in Massachusetts where Mora had attended college. So was the case closed? Well, all these years later, and he still hasn't been arrested. And as of now, he's not even considered to be suspect. And to make things even crazier, This was all later shockingly disproved. And it was real that Olsen really had nothing to do with it. And weirdly enough, this guy actually has a blog and he talks about the case, and it seems like he's actually trying to solve the case at the same time. So Olsen's motive for posting this video was to push this case back into the public eye, which I guess is a good motive. I mean, you couldn't have found a better way to do it with Olsen out as the suspect. There was another suspect who hasn't been named. But despite the lack of a name, there are a lot of people out there who believe this person actually did commit this crime. And that's because a random man came forward and said that he was suspicious that his brother might have something to do with Morris' disappearance. And this mysterious man even turned over a knife that he believed Maura was murdered with. Now, this information was given to Maura's father, who then sent the knife off to the police, explained to them a situation and wanted to get the knife tested. However, the knife was never seen again, which is very weird. Now, Maura's father did not give up on this lead. Despite this knife miraculously disappearing, so he actually hired a team of private investigators to search this person's house, which had recently become vacant. And apparently inside this house, a cadaver dog had sensed that there was at one point a body in the closet. And these cadaver dogs are typically very accurate. Now, small traces of blood were also found inside of this closet, but they were unable to confirm if it was even human blood. So, though this mysterious suspect seemed like a promising lead without a body and without a confession or more information coming forward, it kind of seems like a dead end. Now, there was one more recent development on where Maura's body could have ended up. Just off the route 112 was a house that Maura's father was initially suspicious of. And that was because it was in such close proximity to where she disappeared. However, the homeowner never even answered the door for police when they went to go investigate. And because they had no evidence linking this house to the disappearance, police really couldn't do anything. That was until that house also became vacant some years later. Now, just recently, this house took on a new owner. And this new owner actually allowed police to go search the house. Now, more cadaver dogs were brought in, and two different cadaver dogs actually sensed that there was a body that had been buried in the basement. And they both alerted on the same exact spot. So investigators used sonar technology and discovered that some of the ground below there was actually disturbed years prior. And Maura's father was convinced that this was their big break. The emotionally broken father was confident that if this wasn't his daughter, then it was somebody else who was buried in that location.
Whoever is there, there's a human body, a dead person there. The odds are, I think that it's my daughter, but it's somebody's.
Finally, they were able to excavate the area, and turns out there was no evidence. The disappearance of Maura Marie remained a mystery. Now, this is just a such a devastating blow to this case. Like, I can't even imagine, even to begin to explain it. Once again, lured by the hope of closure, Morris' family was let down once again. But if there's one thing that I'm sure of, it's that people just won't disappear, only if they really wanted it that way. It's like the person who doesn't ever want to be seen is the person who really wants to be discovered. Moreover, as long as this case stays in the public eye, and as long as we keep talking about it, then there is still some hope that Morris' family can someday get closure. Thank you for tuning into Crime with K. Times like this test the human's emotional limits, so be nice to everyone. We do not know what kind of war they are waging inside. Stay safe and remember not to pop up as next episode on my podcast.